You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are bats? Bats are the only type of mammal that can truly fly. By true flight, I mean they have wings and use them to pass through the air in a controlled manner by generating lift, thrust, and drag. This separates bats from other mammals which can only glide for short distances, not fly, like the flying squirrels we have in the United States or the mammals called gliders found in Australia and New Zealand. I said that bats are mammals. This means that they have specific characteristics. The females have mammary or milk-producing glands. They have hair. The inner ear has three bones. The heart has four chambers. The way biologists classify living things is a specific naming structure that goes kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, and species. For bats, it's kingdom Animalia, phylum Chordata, spelled C-H-O-R-D-A-T-A. Class is Mammalia, and then the order for bats is Chiroptera, spelled C-H-I-R-O-P-T-E-R-A. The last level, species, would refer to a particular or specific type of bat. Except for the Arctic and Antarctic, you can find bat species all over the world in many different habitats, hot and cold, high and low elevations. And it's their ability to fly which have made bats so successful in living all over the planet. The oldest known bat species in the fossil record dates to about 50 to 55 million years ago. The bone structure indicated that those bats from all that time ago, they too could fly. Modern bats have wings with very long, very flexible finger bones with a thin skin membrane in between them. Another characteristic of bats is their hearing. They have enlarged ears and the ability to produce ultrasonic sounds higher than what humans can hear. The sound wave goes out, reflects off of an insect or a wall, and goes back to the bat's ear. This is called echolocation, and it's a pretty easy activity to do with your family to make a bat ear. Get different sized sheets of paper, roll each one into a cone shape, and tape it so it doesn't unroll. Carefully place the narrow end near your ear, and notice how they both look like a bat ear, and it improves your hearing for the sounds in the room around you. Then do some comparison. Compare the different cone ears that you just made, different shapes, different lengths, and note if different sizes or shapes or positions are better at hearing sounds around you. Well, we've just learned a little bit about bats. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.